Hey everyone, welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. Your girl Sienna Cruz here, and today we're tackling something that's super relatable, especially in this day and age of curated feeds and constant comparison. We're talking about perfectionism, the sneaky little voice in your head that whispers you're not good enough unless everything is flawless. Ever feel like you're running a never-ending race against an impossible finish line? You know that feeling when you start a project, but it takes ages because every detail has to be absolutely perfect. Yeah, I've been there too. Trust me, friend, perfectionism can be a real buzzkill. But the good news is, we can totally outsmart this trap and create a more balanced, joyful life. Think of it like hacking your own brain, learning how to rewire those thought patterns and replace them with healthier, more empowering ones. So, what are our strategies for conquering perfectionism? Let's dive in. First up, remember that imperfection is human, and actually, it's kinda beautiful. Embrace the messy bits, the stumbles, the learning curves, they're all part of the journey. Look at your favorite artists, musicians, entrepreneurs, they weren't born perfect, they got there through trial, error, and loads of practice. So don't let those perfect Instagram feeds fool you. They are carefully curated moments, not a reflection of someone's entire life. Next, challenge those all-or-nothing thoughts. You know the ones, if I can't do it perfectly, then I might as well not do it at all. That's a recipe for procrastination and frustration. Instead, try shifting your mindset to done is better than perfect. Remember that famous quote by author Anne Lamott: perfectionism is the voice of the enemy. So ditch the need to be flawless and focus on making progress. Number 3, celebrate the small wins. Don't wait for some grand achievement to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge every step forward, even if it seems tiny. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Yay. Did you cook a healthy meal instead of ordering takeout? High five. These little victories add up and keep you motivated on the journey. Speaking of motivation, remember to take breaks. Seriously, stepping away from a task can actually help you come back with fresh eyes and renewed energy. It's like hitting the refresh button on your brain. Go for a walk, listen to music, chat with a friend, anything that helps you recharge and reconnect with yourself. Finally, be kind to yourself. Perfectionism often stems from a deep-seated need for approval and validation. Remember, your worth is not defined by your accomplishments or how flawlessly you execute every task. You are worthy just as you are. So treat yourself with the same love and compassion you would extend to a dear friend. Let me tell you a quick story that really illustrates this. Last month, I was planning a birthday party for my sister. Now, I'm a pretty organized person, but I also get caught up in wanting things to be perfect. I spent days meticulously crafting invitations, searching for the perfect decorations, and even making a detailed schedule for every activity. Then, on the day of the party, everything started going wrong. The cake collapsed, my playlist skipped half the songs, and we had a sudden downpour that threatened to ruin our outdoor games. I was so stressed and ready to throw in the towel. But then something clicked. I realized that the party wasn't about flawless execution, it was about celebrating my sister and having fun with loved ones. So I took a deep breath, embraced the chaos, and ended up having an absolute blast. The guests didn't even notice the hiccups, they were too busy enjoying themselves. That experience taught me a powerful lesson. Sometimes, letting go of perfection allows us to truly enjoy life's messy, beautiful moments. It's about shifting from striving for flawless to savoring the journey. So, remember these key takeaways. Imperfection is human, done is better than perfect. Celebrate those small wins, take breaks, and most importantly, be kind to yourself. You got this. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with perfectionism? What strategies have you found helpful? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #DopamineHacker. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode of Dopamine Hacker. Until next time, keep hacking those brainwaves and living your best life.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.